Ever since I can remember, I've had a fascination with bugs and things that may bring a shiver to your spine. Growing up in the New Forest with a grandmother with a passion for wildlife, I was lucky enough to sit, watch and learn about an incredible diversity of tiny creatures, working together mostly in harmony to ensure the forest habitat was as it should be. Of course, there are other creatures that would feed on these animals and others that took advantage of the hard work done by others. As a child, I had no concept of the wider world I lived in and never really appreciated how nature had a unique way of balancing its own needs. The animals I had most fascination were spiders. How did they make those webs and why did I never see them making them? Well, over the last 30 years, I've spent many an hour watching these amazing creatures spin their webs so intricate and delicate, without any plans, just a built-in program from birth to help them have shelter, food and even find a mate. These three things being the basic requirements of any animal and depicting its range. How clever, therefore, to have a small space that provides all those things so compactly. So why the terror and fear over such wonderful creatures? Through my work, I have helped many over their phobias, and it has always come down to the same two things. The fear of being bitten and possible death, or the way in which spiders move. Also, possibly the continued negative media about them and how we could be disfigured by one bite from a new species in town, or even nursery rhymes that tell us of a woman running from a spider whilst eating her supper. Never a thought was given to how these animals help us as a species to survive. An amazing statistic I discovered while studying was that the world's spider population eats a total weight of flying insects, some of which are harmful to humans and other animals, which is heavier than the world's human population. That's a lot of insects. So with the cooler days approaching and with many spiders wishing to find a warmer home for the winter, I always like to remember the wise words of my grandmother. If you want to live and thrive, let a spider run alive.